guys, it's Boss Bro Radio E3 2015 Part 3, where we cover the press conferences. I am Griffin Hoffman.
And I'm also Griffin Hoffman.
No, you're not.
Damn it! I screwed it up!
Oh, man. You had one chance.
I'm Jeff Brewer.
Let me restart this. Let me restart this by doing this.
Oh, did you just restart this by popping a beer at 9 in the morning?
Nope, I went even better. This is the Diabetes Cast. I just opened up a can of Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Oh, God.
The E3 press conference talk and the Ubisoft press conference talk. Oh, boy, this is going poorly already. We'll be fueled by Dew.
Do the math.
Ugh. Oh, that's so disgusting.
So, did you get the Baja Blast because it is quote-unquote limited? Is that where you got that?
I'm saving one can for Hunter's progeny to sell to pay for their children's college.
Well, you know what you should do? You should just give them to Hunter so he never accidentally has children.
Oh, true, yeah. Because it makes you sterile.
Yes. I've had a fraught relationship with Mountain Dew through my recent job.
Oh, really?
It just distresses me.
You got the easy fuel?
It's really I don't drink it at all. I don't really drink soda to speak of.
You're not kickstarting your life?
I've witnessed it being consumed.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kickstarting my life, nor am I doing my life. I just see it consumed all too much, and I get real sad.
Yeah, it is pretty weird. In the office environment that I work in, there's a lot of people with multiple bottles of Mountain Dew. Diet Mountain Dew, of course, because you gotta be healthy. Make that healthy
choices. Of course. No, you gotta get Diet Double Dew, man.
Yeah, 8 in the morning, not just going to town on these things, and I'm just like, oh, okay. I mean, I'm no better. God. I drink coffee, but...
Coffee is way better.
Right.
Coffee has health benefits.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's back and forth. People often change their minds about it. But if you just drink it like black or just with just milk, then it's not that bad.
Sure.
That's what I do.
Yep. That's So occasionally you spice it up with a little milk. That's about all. That's as crazy as I get.
Yeah. No sugar. Sugar's gross.
Yeah.
And coffee.
Yep. So we're here, like I said, to talk about the not console press conferences. We're going to be doing the EA and most likely the Ubisoft in one tight package.
The lightning round.
Speaking of one tight package,
Snake Man.
He's back.
I'm so glad he's back. He just snorted coke off the back of a hooker before getting on that stage.
Oh, yeah.
Did he even announce anything, or did he just come out to be a Snake Man?
He did the lead up to Mass Effect.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that game that was kind of announced, but not really announced at all.
Yeah. Yeah,
they didn't show any footage.
Well, I'm not gonna. Okay, Jeff, you said Mass Effect would be there. I said Mass Effect would not be there. You were definitely right on that. I thought it would be shown less, even for what they did show. But the fact that they had a title, a name, even though it was a CG trailer, there was, you know, some information to be gleaned out of it, and a date, kind of.
Kind of. Not in the actual press conference, but they had it in the YouTube trailer. So, nailed it.
Yeah.
There's going to be a Mako.
Yeah.
Surprising nobody.
A six-wheel Mako.
Yep.
But it actually looked more like a bat Mako.
Yeah. Yeah, that trailer was pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean, it had enough points in it to be interesting. You know, they showed off the N7 logo, so still Spectres are going to be involved.
Still scanning planets.
Yep, they still stated they would be in a new galaxy, and they titled it Mass Effect Andromeda. So,
yeah, I think there was a leak on NeoGAF of a survey, which probably spells out more or less what the plot is going to be. And it seems like there's going to be a search for habitable planets going on, which kind of was almost alluded to in the trailer, with kind of a person looking at different planets and you know. Going over them and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't be excited about that. It's just a CG trailer.
Yep.
With no information at all.
Yeah.
Nobody said a word about the game. It wasn't like, here's blah, blah, blah from BioWare. Right. It was just, here's a trailer.
And speaking of additional games that excite neither of us, they showed out the other, I guess, semi-announced slash leaked game, Need for Speed.
That was the greatest moment, though. the street talk was just beyond what I could handle.
Yeah.
And was the FMV thing confirmed in advance?
That there would be FMV?
Yes.
Well, I mean, there's a track record of FMV in Need for Speed games, so I don't think that's like a real new thing.
Okay, yeah.
But the acting in it looks so goodly horrible.
Pre-alpha, baby.
Yeah, yeah, Jesus, whatever that means. But I mean, honestly, it did look pretty good.
It did look pretty great. Yeah.
Cool lighting, nice effects when you drift, like very, very Fast and Furious kind of imagery.
Yeah, how the camera kind of pulled in around you when you started Tokyo Drifting. I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they just couldn't resist the hot wraps and everything else.
Hey, why fight it?
Yeah, I guess that's true. But yeah, that was pretty cool. I you know, probably of all the racing games out there that aren't Mario Kart, that's the one that I might be most likely to play because it's maybe I don't know.
Maybe not. They did allude to the fact that it is kind of going to be rolling in the mechanics of previous Need for Speed games.
Rolling in?
Yeah, rolling start. Okay. Where they're going to have the mission types and the cops versus racers and open world kind of stuff going on. So
I believe you highlighted that the open world would be infested with cops.
Oh yeah, no. Actually saying those words, infested with police, is just like, okay, yep. Thank you, company that brought Battlefield Hardline to us.
Remember, you can play as dirty cops in that one.
Yep.
Yeah. Do lots of coke.
Yeah, so let's continue with other shit we don't care about.
All right. The Old Republic. I can't even say I really watched that trailer. There are two people in it, and they look the same, and one's good and one's bad.
Right.
The bad one wears dark clothing from childhood, so you know he's bad.
No. The bad one was one with the mask.
But didn't he, when he was young, wasn't he wearing a dark shirt?
The one was wearing white, one was wearing black all the time, and then the one in the white got his face burnt and wore the mask.
Oh, so they mixed it up. See, I was paying so little attention that I didn't even care.
They flipped the script. That's when you had the Star Wars record scratch.
Well, that just redeems the whole thing.
Yeah. But they did say, like, emphasis on storytelling. We know that's what you guys want from a BioWare
BioWare-style storytelling, which, to me, indicates... not written by BioWare? I don't understand.
Right.
How come BioWare doesn't just tell BioWare storytelling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty dumb.
Pretty dumb.
But you said there's an audience for that, right?
Sure is. Yep.
Interesting.
And it's free for people who are subscribing. So, good. I mean, way to make good on your product, I guess.
Sure, I guess so. And if that game has some popularity, I guess that's fine, I guess. But then they, you want to talk about the next thing they moved on to since we're just powering through here?
Yeah.
They talked about, Unravel. Griffin, I could totally see you going either way in this one. Uh-huh. which one was it for you? Was it a platformer with an art style or was it a cool little project?
I think it looked neat. It definitely looked neat. Like it had that kind of, it reminded me of kind of Limbo. In its platformer with an art style.
Kind of physics-based platforming, it looked like, which gave me a Limbo vibe for sure.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it was a trailer that was shown that was hard to, like, be down on because it was so lively and happy, and the dude kind of had the persona of, like, I'm just so excited that my game is being shown here, that it was hard to resist the charm of it.
It was like almost the Sean Murray effect. Like you saw his shaking hands and you're like, oh man.
Right. And thus also ushering in the beginning of a new trend this year of my family photo vacation.
Yes, they had quite a few of those in the EA conference. I can't wait till we see Shigeru Miyamoto's family photos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then we both simultaneously noticed best goddamn the angry gopher.
That gopher was so mad. You should, I think you should probably have the angry gopher as the podcast image.
You got it.
Yes. I'm so excited. Definitely the enemy of the year right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it looked cute. I don't necessarily think it's going to be anything super special, but
hey, we'll get to memes and force memes in a bit.
Yeah, that's an Ubi thing. Sorry.
Yeah.
Misspoke.
But look, yeah. Neat.
Go ahead.
Do you want to say anything more about Unravel?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It looks like they'll be spinning a good yarn.
Oh.
Hope they weave a compelling narrative.
Yeah, I don't know if they would do that.
No. Anyway, I think we're good on that one.
Yeah. I mean,
BBZ.
Those jokes aren't leaving me in stitches, so let's keep going.
All right.
So, yeah, sports talk is where we wind up next. Showcasing.
No, PVZ, man. PVZ.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They actually talked about PVZ. We alluded to it with the Microsoft event, but they described the new zombie classes. So it sounds like there'll be three new classes for each
faction,
race or whatever faction. Yeah. And they showed all the zombie ones and they all look really cool. Actually.
Right.
I love the fact that the sniper, like for example, the Captain Deadbeard character, just for whatever reason, just walked with a limp. Like that's awesome. You know, put weird shit in your game like that. Like that excites me.
Yeah. And
that's, you know,
in the vein of script flipping, they have said now the zombies have taken over suburbia and the plants are there on the offense and the zombies must defend.
Yeah. The whole thing is just, it's so charming and just like undeniably cute and awesome that you can't hate that game.
Right.
When Garden Warfare was first announced, I was like, wow, I was so cynical about it, but it is just so lovable.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
They showed off the new classes, like you said, one of which was the Imp, which is clearly your like minions, rabid little goofy punching bag.
But then he gets in a giant robot.
Yeah. Then he gets in
the
Titanfall mech.
Yeah. It was awesome. And then I guess the other one was like a melee Superman. Super Brains was the name of that thing.
Yeah.
But they were all really cool. I thought it was really... just really charming. I'm really excited to see what the new plants are. That orange thing that was floating around looks awesome.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm totally on board. Give it to me for free again, please.
Well, they may not give that to you for free, but if you have the old game, you will unlock whatever you had. Most of the things you had unlocked in Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah, and there'll be, you know, the free content updates, which is always nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Gotta appreciate that.
Yep. And it's spring 2016, so here we go.
Yeah, very soon, very soon. Mm-hmm. Was the original PVZ Garden Warfare, was that a full-price title?
If it wasn't $60, it was $50, so I don't know.
Okay, so it was close to full price.
Sure. Don't quote me on that. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a game that I wish that I had like the brain space to entertain playing more.
Right.
But I already have arena-based. I already have Splatoon, which is probably going to be the thing that tides me over for a while. But
yeah.
If I didn't, this is a hell of a cute-looking game.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But
if
anyway,
you didn't own a Wii U, this would be the game you'd be going for.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. But yeah, then they moved on to boring-ass sports.
Thank goodness.
God, we don't need to talk about any of this crap. Except for Hoop God. Hoop God. Hoop God is my lord and savior.
Gawd was quite the character to bring up.
Yes, he was. Is there a backstory to Hoop God, or do they just bring him out like, oh, it's Hoop God, everyone?
I don't know. Was he a moderator on forums? Was he a YouTube personality? I'm not entirely certain who this guy was. But...
You know what happened? Here's what happened. So Hoop God didn't exist before the conference, but then the conference started, and Hoop God had always been. So then they're like, oh, come on out, Hoop God. It was like, oh, collectively, society at large now is aware of Hoop God, and he's been leading us for all time.
Hoop God is and always has been. You're right.
Yes.
I did actually think it was cool that they're bringing the game face back and making it even easier with the like mobile phone scanning capacity of it. Because that's kind of a cool thing to see your own face in video games. But
for
more
sure,
importantly...
Yeah.
you can just scan weird shit in, I'm hoping.
Yeah, dicks for days.
All cat basketball team is what I'm thinking.
I hope it's that modular. I suspect it's going to be a little bit more limited, but we will see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That would be really cool if you could do that.
Yeah.
Might make me care.
Yep. They did touch on Ultimate Team stuff, which is a big deal, unfortunately. And then they talked about physics being implemented, as they do every year in all the games. So
better,
you know,
defensive shape.
Yeah. Well, we haven't gotten to that yet, but
no, we haven't gotten to the shape yet.
Yeah. The pick and roll game improvements of NBA 2K, I think, is a good thing. You know, not playing it myself, but watching Hunter play plenty of it. The ability to kind of like to expand on tactics of basketball really needs to be there, and it's not right now. So I think it'll be a nice update.
Yeah, I'm just always very skeptical when they're like, these don't look like canned animations anymore. And I was like, yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I think basketball looked pretty damn good of all the sports games they showed. The football game, the Madden, was easily the worst.
But looked like hot trash.
Yeah, we'll get there eventually. They brought out Star Wars as a thing?
Star Wars? No, you're talking about the mobile thing after this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where the lady came out and she's like, let's talk about mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And the audience was like, oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
They talked about three major titles. Well, I don't know if any of them were really major, but they talked about the Apple Watch, oddly enough.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, you know that $400 bobble that like three people own?
Mm-hmm.
We have sports apps for it.
Yay, finally.
Filling that gaping hole in the collection
and your life.
And then they talked about another collectible card game, because, you know, we don't have enough of those already on mobile.
Right. This is why I'm super confused about this one, because they said, you know, hey, we're the stewards of Star Wars, so you guys have been asking for it. Here is Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, a CCG.
Yeah.
And there's already a Star Wars CCG on iOS devices.
What's it called?
Galaxy of Heroes. I don't know. Let me look it up.
Okay.
But I get advertisements all the time for it.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, they didn't really talk about it. They didn't show it. They just said it's happening. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what develops there. I mean, you know, the one they really did spend most of their time on would just look like a hot pile of stinking pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Minions Paradise. And they started off their little presentation, they were like, few characters in modern day are as dynamic and interesting as the Minions. And I was like, is this guy for real? Like, is this guy not just being a total douchebag?
Yeah.
And he was very for real.
Yep.
And
the game was called Star Wars Card Trader.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds exactly like a collectible card game.
Yep, it is. Okay, so yeah, anyway, they did go on to the Minions thing, which they had a cute trailer for.
I think the Minions are like one of the more insidious recent developments in modern American culture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be real honest with you. They are super boring and lame.
I think that the Minions are essentially like the Tweety Bird of this generation, where you're going to see people with these like hoodies and shitty tattoos for the rest of their lives.
I guess. And I'm just more angry because the Minions look so bad to me. They're so boring.
Yeah.
Ugh. But
they're
yeah.
Like, they're like the Rabbids. Like
They're literally the Rabbids, except in yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Same art style, too, basically. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, they're adorable. They get into trouble. I don't know.
Yeah.
Stamina meters.
Right. You send them on quests or something, and then they have to collect coconuts or get electrified by eels.
Yeah. Free to play, right. You know, all the bullshit mobile stuff.
Yeah,
nobody cares.
This what I feel like this game could have been. It could have been Adam Sandler's balls when in all his movie trailers, where it's like, what's happening to Adam Sandler's balls now? Oh, they're getting kicked. Oh, there's a shark.
Is that what
jumping
he's
into
for Netflix. Adam Sandler's balls.
Adam Sandler's balls. Yeah, an original series.
Yeah, it looked pretty bad. Mm-hmm. You know, people will buy it. People love their Minions, but certainly not for this audience.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of not for this audience,
You were wrong on FIFA. That's all I'm going to say.
I was wrong. I was woefully wrong on FIFA.
Yeah.
Because
they did not bring out a lady.
They could have done a lot. I mean, okay, it was cool. So they ended up bringing up Pele, soccer legend, on stage and having some dude chat with him.
Yes. So many questions are going through my mind. Like, first of all, does Pele even know where he is right now? Was kind of number one. Like, what does this guy think of video games? He probably thinks they're the worst. And he's on stage talking to this guy, essentially just telling a weird story about, I don't even know. Like, was anyone listening to that story on the face of the planet?
No. I imagine Pele, this bit here would be like if Tony Hawk was brought on stage and he never had a game named after him.
And he just started talking about skateboarding?
Yeah.
Telling stories about, like, I don't know, hanging out with his buddies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tangentially related to skateboarding. Yeah.
Right.
That's pretty much what happened.
So, yeah, I don't know.
It was funny.
It was weird.
He was up there for like a solid 5 minutes at least.
Right.
And he...
it felt like that moment where it was like, there was no cue cards for him. There's no script. It was just going to like, let Pele do his thing because it's Pele.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they were like, guess we better corral this one in. Mm-hmm. And then the guy was like, we could just sit here and talk forever. And we will.
and then he exits stage. And as he's exiting the stage, he looks behind himself and gives the weirdest, like, half face grimace I've seen in my entire life. We're like, both concerned that he was like, man, I can't believe I'm hanging out with Pele. And also, man, that was the weirdest segment ever.
It was funny though. It was good. I appreciated some terrible moments in my E3 coverage, and that was definitely one of them.
Yep. And then they went on to show FIFA game stuff, which was again like the most non-specific series of updates ever. Where it's, hey, you know what we're gonna do? Improve the defense. We're also gonna improve the midfield, and we're gonna improve the attacking side of the game.
It was literally like, I felt like the tweaks they were describing were like, well, we're gonna move, you know, like the midfielder from like 3 inches in from the side of the screen to 4 inches in.
Mm-hmm.
That was literally what they were describing. Like, instead of a trapezoid, it's gonna be a rhombus.
No way.
Sports.
And then they mentioned the female soccer player lineup that they would have as well, so
yeah,
that's good.
Apparently they couldn't line one up on stage.
No. No. They really should have.
Failed it.
Yep, I failed that one. That brings us to, Mirror's Edge Catalyst?
Yes.
Starring Snake Man himself.
Yeah, not much shown of Mirror's Edge Catalyst. For a game that's coming out on February 23rd. Yeah. Really not much.
Like two-second scenes of Faith running on a wall.
Just straight CGI from there.
Yeah.
Were the words pre-alpha anywhere in there?
They've been burned into my mind, so yes.
And they indicated, I mean, they said some things which are, I guess, nice, like, oh, Faith doesn't need guns, which pleased me, because I hope that means they don't put guns in that game.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they will, though, since they did in Mirror's Edge, and that sucked.
They did in Mirror's Edge, but here's the thing. I love Mirror's Edge, and you gotta, like, they put guns in, but you shouldn't use them, and that's how it ought to be. Like, I'm okay if they put guns in, but you shouldn't use them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to put guns in, but you feel all powerful when you have them.
Yeah, I did like that side, but I also really disliked the fact that, like, I had to repeat several segments over and over again because there was three guys with guns hunting me down, and I just had to, like, weave my way through an arena environment until I could dispatch all of them and then climb a ladder.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's definitely tricky. Mm-hmm. And I found that as I replayed the game, I started to learn strategies that would allow you to not get so hung up on those moments. Because the first time I played through, I had the same experience where you just would die repeatedly in certain segments.
Yeah.
But it gets better the better you get at the game. But that's not really any consolation for your first playthrough, which is going to be what most people experience. So going back to the new title here, they alluded to no reliance on guns, which I appreciate. They definitely reiterated that it's going to be an open world game, which I'm not thrilled about.
Whatever that means.
Well, they were like, oh, go find like a time trial over here and a story mission over here. I'm like, I don't want that. Like, you know, it doesn't sound very exciting to me. And then they showed a CG trailer, so I have no idea what to think.
Right.
I mean, I appreciate that one of my favorite games of the last generation is getting a sequel, but I'm withholding judgment for a while because I'm not ready to fall in love and get ultra committed to that and be super let down.
Yep. Hey, speaking of super let down, then Madden 16 dudes take the stage to zero applause.
I like how your notes here just say audience does not give a fuck.
Well, they come out up on stage and I think I could hear one person put their hands together and stop an inch apart.
Like he claps thinking that they're actually talking about Battlefront and he's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Rein it in.
No. So yeah, the new mode is focused on drafting, which I don't know, kind of interesting. Like you have little like micro tournaments and you're drafting players. So I don't know, something to make it more fresh, whatever. Who cares? Not me.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty much.
Yeah. There was a dig about the Super Bowl, which is pretty funny because that got some crowd reaction.
I don't think I was even there for that. What did they say?
They're just like, oh, we're going to improve the passing game so you could make a short pass that's like a low to the ground pass that could potentially change a game. Like if so and so had thrown this pass on the Seahawks, we could see them as the Super Bowl champions. And everyone's like,
sounds terrible.
Yeah. Yep. So, but Peter Moore came up and talked about how awesome Frostbite is, which, you know, I guess it is.
Frostbite's pretty awesome. Yeah. I mean, physical-based rendering is not, it's not that exciting anymore because a lot of engines are doing it. But Frostbite is a really good strategy for EA. I just want to say this before we're done here. I think it's really cool that they have so much of their portfolio on this one engine. I think it's going to help a lot with keeping development costs in a reasonable range, and I think it's pretty clever of them. So I props to them for Frostbite. They are this is like the one studio that seems to be using every part of the Buffalo when it comes to a game engine. I hate it when one publisher has like a gazillion different engines under there, like Square. Like, why do they build a new engine for every game they make? Stop it. Just use the same engine.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just my two cents about engines, but we can talk about the next thing they talked about, which runs on Frostbite. And is Battlefront.
Star Wars flavored Battlefront. So they start with a bunch of still images and I was just like, ugh, great.
And a family photo.
Yeah, of course. and then they get into the meat and potatoes, which is everybody's favorite Star Wars thing for some reason is the battle on Hoth.
Yeah. I don't know why either. It's cool. It's got some iconic moments, I guess.
Yep.
People love putting ropes around those AT-ATs.
They sure do.
It looks pretty good, though. You know, I was actually, I thought it looked decent. I still think the third person mode is clearly like an afterthought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has that like Fallout, Elder Scrolls, like this is not the intended way to play kind of feel.
Yeah, it's got that jank for sure. Uh-huh. But it looks fun. It looks like it's going to be, at the very least, adequate. Mm-hmm. I'm still really sad about the lack of space battles, but, you know, it looks like a fun game.
Yeah, it looks fun. It looks fast. It looks not nearly as, like, intimidating as, like, a Battlefield game is to me.
Yeah, it didn't look Battlefield-y, which was my primary concern, for sure. The lack of aim down sights I quite like.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you know, it changes the feel of the game, so.
Yeah, it had kill streaks and big moments where you're jumping into the walkers and shooting things, so very cool, and it's cool that you're, like, involved in those set-piece moments.
Yes, definitely. And then they had the Luke and Darth sword fight on the surface of Hoth, which I don't remember happening in the movies.
You remember that iconic scene when Luke Skywalker, with his green lightsaber, dressed in black, fights Darth Vader on the planet, on Hoth's surface?
Don't remember that scene, actually.
No. Oh, okay.
You know, maybe I fell asleep during the movie or something.
You probably did, yeah.
Yeah.
You probably just zoned out. And it was a boring movie.
Yeah, totally.
So that's where they wrapped on the Star Wars.
Yeah. All in all, not a super great conference.
Nope.
But, you know, there were some games I cared about this time, which might be an improvement over last time. I don't
right.
know.
No goof, which really bummed me out. Like, there was no lady playing the cello aggressively on stage. There was no, like...
There was Hoop God,
I guess. But even that was still... That even felt fine in comparison to EA of the past.
Hmm. I guess so. They really tried to play up, and Ubi did this as well. We'll touch on this. How they actually care about gamers. They were like, we care about the gamers. Mm-hmm. We're all passionate here. We don't take anything for granted.
Right.
That was their big thing. They're like, we know we suck. More or less.
Mm-hmm.
But then they didn't do anything to show us why they don't suck.
Yeah. Hey, at least it was better than last year's a bunch of like office tour video and concept art stuff. So.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
If the next logical step is CGI trailer, then in 2016 we might get
gameplay
and then delayed to 2017.
Yeah, we'll see Mirror's Edge for the first time in 2016 E3 after the game's supposed to have come out.
Most definitely.
But yeah, I think it may be one of the weakest. We can argue about whether it was this or Ubi, but not a great show.
All right. Well, let's get into Ubisoft, because
speaking of not great shows.
Yeah, starting off with a bang, though.
Yes, most definitely. Possibly the greatest name for a video game of all time.
Absolutely.
With South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
The Fractured Butthole. Yeah, so a very tongue-in-cheek, self-aware trailer, kind of showing off and poking fun at the previous game and game culture and all that stuff, which is like, yeah. Hey, that's what I want in a South Park game.
Most definitely. And fishing for a 9.5 at GameSpot.
And this one is superhero based and not fantasy. So
yeah,
we'll see what direction that actually leads them to.
Yeah. Interesting that they're ditching Obsidian, because I'm a little bummed about that, because I like Obsidian a lot. And
right. Well, I was looking up Ubisoft San Francisco, and they did have a hand in Stick of Truth.
Okay, so it's not entirely, like, ditching the past.
Right, right.
I gotta imagine they'll carry over a lot of their systems. It'll just be kind of...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think Trey and Matt are gonna let the game fall apart. Let's
right.
That way.
And it was a great start to the press conference, and like, a renewed moment for my personal faith in Aisha Tyler as a host, where she handled Matt and Trey probably better than anybody in the history of interviews with those two.
Yeah, well, at that point, it just kind of felt like a bunch of comedians shooting the shit together.
Absolutely,
you know, like,
yeah.
Kind of engaging in a little bit of a pissing contest.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of fun stuff. And that was probably her best moment in the show. as well as probably the best moment just in general.
Oh, no. She had a way better moment, which we'll get to.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was kind of something she didn't do versus something she did do, right?
Yes,
you're
yes,
talking
yes.
About? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So after that high point, we then move on to best new character.
You mean that guy?
That guy.
In the ongoing alternate reality game or augmented reality game Ubisoft press conference.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. So it starts off with a very weird CG trailer showing medieval dudes battling and cutting each other up and whatever. And
then, like, Vikings and other various different medieval people from various periods
cultures,
and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All fighting each other, big epic battles.
Yeah.
Which kind of started a trend of CG trailers followed by gameplay.
Yeah.
That was Ubisoft's way of doing things.
Hey, which not is, a bad decision.
No, I wish they would just axe the CG trailers, but if they're putting the gameplay in there too, great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so they titled this For Honor, it is a four-person co-op versus game where team-based hack 'em up.
So to me, it looked like, and you said, yeah, it looks like Musou to some degree. So it looks like Musou.
It
mixed
looks like,
with like have you. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it looks like a Dynasty Warriors game meets Assassin's Creed meets MOBA.
To some degree. It didn't feel very MOBA to me. It felt more like just armies running into each other and then clashes happening on the front line between the characters, which I actually thought was really cool.
Yep.
And I was going to say, it kind of reminds you, have you heard of Chivalry by any chance? It's a PC-only title.
No, I haven't.
Chivalry, it's basically a game where you are a bunch of different like period characters running around, fighting each other in a big open battle arena. It's kind of more focused on melee than shooting each other. Kind of sort of like Call of Duty, except
melee
focus. Is it like
Deadliest Warrior?
Yes. Yes, okay. It's a lot like that. Yeah. But yeah, it reminded me a lot of that. I felt the combat looked to be a cut above Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it looked pretty cool.
It did. It looked like it reminded me of kind of Bushido Blade, where you're assuming different stances and you're kind of like baiting attacks and countering, and it can be very methodical.
It looked like a slower affair, which I appreciate a lot. You know, you don't see that too much in video games, I think.
Right. But it still kind of had that like very quick to die Assassin's Creed moments where you're like, once you get caught, you're caught and you're dead. Like there's no getting out of it.
That's what reminds me of Chivalry, because in Chivalry, like if you get like you run into someone and then you try, like you might clash swords a few times, but if you hit them, you slice their head off. Like it's you know, one and done kind of thing.
Right.
And I definitely got that feel. And like, and even like something as simple as like, oh, suddenly I'm fighting two guys, I'm fucked.
Yeah. It's a nice like treat for me with like the Dark Souls games having such an emphasis on PvP, and you know, a lot of that game is like you get in reach and then you hack them up and then you run away and chug a potion or whatever. Uh-huh. Like you lock them down. This at least felt like there was more of an incentive to engage in a fight and not to run away. So
agreed. Yeah.
Who knows how that'll actually turn out? But I really, this game really grew on me as time went on.
Yeah, because you were kind of like meh on it when you first saw it. Uh-huh. I was excited, but you were like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that guy, man, that guy's infectious enthusiasm.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was more of just like, my initial thought was like, oh, fuck, more multiplayer 4v4 or more co-op open world bullshit. And then it's like, well, no, it's not actually open world. No, it's... It does seem like if it is going to be a co-op experience, it does seem like something I can jump into and have a very linear experience.
I hope so. And it doesn't look like you need to like hang out with your four friends to play. Mm-hmm. I hope they'll just be random matchmaking.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was actually, it was definitely different than Ubisoft's traditional fare. Like there were no lookout towers to jump off of to get view.
Right. Well, who knows how the actual like mechanics work beyond the battle system. I hope they just kind of keep it pure like that.
Me too. Yeah.
And they,
I think
what they end
the
up,
most exciting.
Yeah. I hope this ends up being them kind of stripping out the Assassin's Creed multiplayer and turning that into its own kind of fully realized game.
That would be awesome in its own right. I would welcome a true development of like Assassin's Creed multiplayer, like just focus on that only, because that's all I ever play when I buy Assassin's Creed games. But this had a different flavor to me than Assassin's Creed multiplayer. It like I said, it felt more kind of Dynasty Warriors mixed with like Chivalry, essentially.
Okay.
But yeah, a pretty cool game.
Uh-huh. Good surprise. A nice surprise.
Yeah.
Despite its weird presentation.
Yes, well, despite his amazing presentation, actually.
Excuse me, yeah.
followed by some pretty, a pretty terrible game.
Some pretty wet farts.
And then a game that I'm more excited about. So first, The Crew, the game that, according to Aisha Tyler, many people loved.
Uh-huh.
I think she needs to check her facts on that one.
Yeah. So this is an expansion called The Wild Runs?
Yeah, Wild Hunt or Run, something like that.
This is when you're driving and you forgot your astronaut diaper. You got to go from gas station, dropping loads because you ate all the Alestra potato chips.
Didn't you tell me, I didn't watch the trailer, but there was a garbage truck, or not a garbage truck, there was a truck flipping over or something?
Oh, yeah, okay. I actually couldn't remember anything about this trailer until you mentioned that. Thank you. It reminded me of, like, Baja Pacific Rim, right? Wasn't that a game?
Do you mean the racing game?
Yeah. It had that, like, Motorstone.
Yeah, I played the demo for that game with Jessica all the time.
I did too.
Super fun.
Yeah, on the PlayStation 3. It really reminded me of that, where it's like there's monster trucks like jumping over cars while another monster truck like does a backflip off a half pipe, and I'm just like, okay, this looks pretty fucking dumb. And there's motorcycles and 4x4s and everything, and I'm like, all right, like.
I'm pretty sure that MotorStorm is still a better game than The Crew will ever be, though.
Oh, sure. it just looked like goofier. Like it looked like kind of like the Forza Horizon kind of vibe, where it's like this is this game but lighthearted.
Mm, yeah,
yeah.
Which I would prefer, honestly.
Yeah,
that's an improvement, if you ask me.
Right, but it's probably not a standalone expansion, so not gonna touch it.
Speaking of lighthearted expansions, they also announced an expansion for Trials Fusion called Awesome Level Max, which is a pretty great name for an expansion.
Yeah, and thusly, the closest thing to my prediction of being a Far Cry spinoff of Blood Dragon, which I think falls very short of what I wanted.
I know, exactly. And it was a cool, they showed a CG trailer. With a cat riding on a unicorn, which is great. I mean, you know, you can't argue with that. It's a good trailer right there. But
yeah,
I guess, I mean, Trials is fun too. I've always felt the Trials games are pretty good. And I'm sure this will be fine. I guess maybe you play as the cat riding on a unicorn. I don't know.
But yeah, we'll see. Didn't really show what you actually do. It's just the stylized kind of teaser thing.
I have faith in Trials, though. I mean, it's a fun series. I think it, you know.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anything you can say that's really terrible about Trials. It's just fun.
It's fine.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, good announcement there.
Yeah.
But then we moved on to a game that neither of us care about, which is The Division.
Right.
And then they premiered The Dark Zone.
Right.
Also known as The Daisy Zone.
Yeah.
Featuring terrible canned voice chat.
Uh-huh.
And the saga of the loot.
Okay, so I understood this game was loot based when they first premiered it, and I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. What I guess I just didn't put two and two together of like loot equals not realistic shooting. So I guess I didn't even think that they were going to have the Borderlands vibe where it's like numbers popping off dudes, and when I shoot somebody, they don't actually die because I need a gun that does more damage. And once they really conveyed that in this trailer, where it's like, oh, we're sneaking up on three guys, oh, this might be really tough, and I was like, oh no, that's not how this should work.
No, but they're a higher level than you, dude.
Yeah, so I was just like, once that connection happened in my mind, any and all interest in The Division has completely left me.
Also, can I just say that Daisy, I think, may have failed as a concept, because everyone's going to kill each other. Mm-hmm. It's the prisoner's dilemma. Everyone kills each other.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, that trailer was an illustration of why this is not an interesting concept. Nobody wants to team up.
Right.
Everyone just wants the epic loot, man.
Right. All it's going to ever be is who has one other person on their team. Okay, those people will probably win.
Yep. I mean, I wish that humans were more fun to play with in a virtual space, but no, they're not, and this is just what they do.
Right.
So, no big surprise there.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was super. If they wanted me to care less about this game, I don't know, there's not much else I could have done.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely getting further and further and further away from a single player storyline that would, you know, be somewhat compelling. So, yep, goodbye.
Yeah. Anything else we need to say about that? I guess they another beta nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Is that game ever coming out?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, they claim March 8th, but
yeah, I know, right? Who knows?
Right.
All right. Shall we move on to the next?
Yeah, take it reveal? Away.
All right. Nothing really worth talking about here. But another Anno. Game was revealed, which is weird because I don't think Anno has ever been on the E3 stage.
Mm-hmm.
But there it was. Those are 4X games, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Yeah. So, hooray! Anno!
Mm-hmm.
Build colonies on the moon now.
Mm-hmm. But not right away,
yeah.
You gotta earn that moon.
It's a 4X. I don't care.
I was much more excited by that CG trailer where I thought it was going to be Euro Truck Space Simulator.
A man can dream. A man can dream.
Yep. Yeah, so don't care. Continuing the don't care trend, we then were graced by the presence of Jason Derulo to announce Just Dance 2016.
But the problem was nobody heard about it because the moment he started singing, everybody just left.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was the worst. I could not believe how badly he sang.
Yeah, I mean, like, usually those conferences sound pretty bad when they're doing the karaoke versions of their own song, but this might have been a new level of bad.
My favorite comment was was that Ubi had an Usher downgrade, because it really was.
Yes.
But
my
my
favorite moment was Jason Derulo starts to work the crowd, starts walking up into the stage, and reaches over and grabs Aisha Tyler's hand in an effort to try and pull her up on stage and dance with her. She stiff locks her arm, and he slides away like a 14-year-old prom boy trying to pull in the hot girl into the middle of the breakdance circle, and goes back up on stage, finishes bit, and then calls her out on it afterwards.
It was pretty great.
It was pretty good.
But hasn't she previously said she can't dance? Like, she's kind of owned up to that.
Yeah.
More than one occasion. But it was still fantastic.
It was.
The terrible performance combined with him getting completely rejected was like, you suck.
Now, I mean, in Jason Derulo's defense, the one thing was they kind of interviewed him after the bit. And they're like, so what do you think about these games? And there did seem to be some honesty there where he's like, it's cool that you can play a game that will like encourage you to dance and sing and have fun. So he's like, I like video games. And he seemed actually earnest about it. So I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah, for sure. If only he had talent.
Right. It wasn't like the Beatles Rock Band where it's like, we're the Beatles. All right, bye.
No, what's his name? What is his name?
Phil Ryder?
No, Beatles. Help me with the Beatles.
Ringo Starr?
Destiny.
Oh, yes. Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney. Yeah, he recorded music for Destiny.
Yeah.
So he must love video games.
The end trailer, right. Or the end theme song. It was pretty good, I guess.
Yep.
I
believe he's also 4 or 5 seconds from Wildin.
They announced Just Dance Unlimited, which is like a streaming service for the next-gen consoles only.
Yeah. Also of note, they announced that in Just Dance 2016, you can use a smartphone instead of a camera.
Yeah.
So Kinect is dead.
Yeah.
Kinect is dead. It's smart, though. I mean, you know, widen the audience any way you can. God knows they need it at this point. That genre is on the brink of death.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And then... following that up, yet another really weird moment in a video game press conference, Rainbow Six Siege CG trailer of some dude making bombs.
Yes, while Angela Bassett was talking.
Yeah.
And then she came on stage and they were like, hey everyone, we got Angela Bassett for this game. I don't really know why we did that.
Right. And a great cultural moment for video game press conferences. It's just a shame that they were talking about a game I do not give a fuck about.
I give some amount of fucks about this game. No, I don't care about the story at all, but the multiplayer looks really, really cool.
Mm.
Or you could play it. They said you could also play solo.
Terror Hunt,
the worst name. but I just thought it was really cool how you can like shoot a tiny hole in the wall. And like watch your enemies or just destroy, like have a door and then be like, no, I'm not going to go through that door. I'm going to blow up the wall right next to it.
Mm.
Like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't care.
It is really cool.
I mean, they had the return of the shitty canned voice chat, but I just thought it was really, I thought it was fascinating the way the myriad possibilities that are introduced by having like fully destructible environments. I've always wanted that in the game.
Yeah. They can't be fully destructible though. It's not possible.
I suppose not. I mean, there may be areas that are not, but they did a pretty convincing job of showing mostly destructible. Like, I mean, there was a tiny hole that the dude put in the wall.
Right.
I
want somebody to shoot that whole house up and then it collapsed and it's game over and everybody loses.
Just like somebody just puts breaching charges on every single wall on the ground floor.
Yeah. Right?
I don't think they've gotten that far.
Jet fuel can't burn that high.
Are you making a 9/11 conspiracy reference?
No, I'm just stating facts. Just stating facts.
Jet fuel can't burn that high?
Mm-hmm. You have to place charges to bring that thing down.
Okay. All right. I'm so confused.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Anyway, but yeah, no, I don't know what would happen then. Maybe that all the walls blow up, but the house remains standing. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it was an interesting and exciting demo that ended really weirdly.
Remind me what was weird about the ending.
The weirdness of the ending was they're like, okay, so we have 5 seconds. The waves of enemies just are not stopping. And we have 5 seconds to finish defusing this bomb. And as it hits zero, just like the majority of the players on the team are dead. So it's like, oh, so you're the premise of this game is like you're just going in as like self-sacrificial squad to just kind of go in there on a death run and defuse this bomb. Okay.
Well, I think that was the permadeath they were alluding to. Like, at least in that game mode, like when you're dead, you're dead. So you're defending, but you die, and then that's it.
I just mean it in terms of like, if I'm playing this game and my mission is to defuse this bomb, and then the timer runs out, bomb's defused. Well, there's still enemy soldiers here. So did we win or not?
Because well, it looked like there were more objectives. Like it said, pick up the diffuser, and then they cut. I remember now. So there must have been more going on there, but they just left it out for the sake of having a tight demo.
Gotcha. Okay.
But, yeah, I'm pretty excited. Oh, okay. I'm excited about that game. I think it's going to be interesting. I love destructible environments. So, and I could see why people wouldn't care. But anyway, we can on to the next title.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next title they announced, Trackmania. Another thing that they would not usually show at an E3 show, but there it was. Trackmania Turbo. It is a Trackmania game. Mm-hmm. You make tracks, and you race on them. It's kind of manic in nature.
Yeah.
It looks fun. You know, I like the they demoed a new feature where you can essentially just push a button and it makes a track for you, which is cool. You know, games like that need endless variety, I think, in order to be really exciting. And yeah, I mean, you know, it'll be solid. Anything that enables users to kind of express their creativity is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it's arcadey, the racing. I like that cars fall off levels and crash into shit and bounce around. Yeah. I prefer that in my racing games. So yeah, there it is. I guess there was some arcade VR stuff, Griffin.
They mentioned at the end, they're like, come check out our arcades and VR experience on the show floor. So if you're a crazy person, you can try and play Trackmania with a VR headset on. And then I also thought it would be
and then vomit.
Yeah, if they are creating like arcade cabinets to play Trackmania on, that sounds really cool.
It is cool. I don't think they're going to be outside of E3 though.
Right. It would be really cool if they were though.
Yeah, it would be. They would just immediately just hemorrhage money.
Yeah, of course.
They would install the arcade, and then suddenly they would just be gazillions of dollars in debt.
Mm-hmm. So let's keep moving here, right?
Sure.
That brings us to the final, kind of the finale here.
Yeah. Two more things. There was the forced meme you alluded to earlier.
Oh, right. Yeah.
With the European. Well, this actually happened earlier in the show, with the European Assassin's Creed Syndicate model and some kind of attempt at banter, which just fell flat on its face.
Mm-hmm.
But that game looks pretty bad. I don't even know if there's anything to say about it. Like, is there anything? Griffin, you play Assassin's Creed. Help me out here.
Uh-huh. My interest is waning. I thought I needed to play this game, but now I have pretty strong feelings that I don't.
It looks real bad.
They didn't even show gameplay, right? It was just another CG trailer.
No, I think they might have showed gameplay in the Sony event.
Yeah, because it was like focus on the lady and the lady weapons, and
that was in the Sony event. This was just like.
Oh, okay.
This is just the dude.
The dude.
I guess he's got a grappling hook, maybe.
He's got all these abilities are known quantities already, so they haven't shown anything that we don't know yet. And then, like, you know, the takeovers and kind of the brutality and the speed of the combat are supposed to be the highlights for this game. which they're really pushing in CG trailers, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a great way to show me how important that is.
Yeah. And you
also,
yeah.
Those outfits are not period appropriate at all. They're so dumb. Mm-hmm. but yeah, it's Assassin's Creed. What were they saying about playing early? I kind of missed that.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to it either.
All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Nobody cares.
No.
But yeah, then they moved on to their final title, which was their "and one more thing" moment. Uh-huh. And it was another co-op open world.
Open world co-op.
It looked like you could play it single player, which yeah. I think.
Oh, I should say
redeem it a
jump
bit.
In, jump out, open world co-op.
Yeah. But if you want to lose my interest early, talk about cocaine dealers in mm-hmm. the first 2 seconds of your trailer.
Right.
So it was, it would look like it was like, oh, you know, open world missions where you take down, powerful figures. You know, you can snipe them, you can stealth them, you can go in guns blazing, you can do this, you can do that. So yep. kind of, you know, playing up the freedom of approach to yeah. different situations.
It had like a Just Cause Mercenaries kind of vibe to it.
A little bit, yeah. It felt like a shitty Metal Gear Solid 5.
yeah.
Like really shitty.
Yeah.
with multiplayer thrown in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to say what to make of it. And then just another freaking Tom Clancy game. Because, you know, they don't have enough already.
Right. Titled Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Not to be confused with Wild Run or Wild Hunt.
No.
But yeah, it was there. I don't think people were that excited about it, honestly.
No.
So that's yeah. pretty much for these guys.
Yep.
Here's a big question. Who was worse, Ubi or EA?
boy. Who is worse? My gut says Ubisoft was worse, just like mm-hmm. technically it was a really bad show. But I think EA had less things that I cared about.
Yeah, I think EA was probably objectively, like, well, not objectively, but like from my metrics, probably worse in the terms that it didn't have like actual gameplay to show for most of its titles. Mm-hmm. Again, I mean,
besides the sports stuff.
Yeah, well, God, who cares about that?
Right.
But yeah, like I was amazed how little gameplay they showed after not showing gameplay last year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ubi, to their credit, even though their games don't interest me, everything they showed was playable for the most part.
Yeah.
I don't think they showed any, well, just for except for Assassin's Creed, which is hilarious.
And South Park. Out.
And South Park, but I can forgive that. I can right. forgive South Park.
Sure.
But they really made sure to have people playing their games for like on stage, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Especially wanted to make it clear that they weren't going to bung things up like they did with Assassin's Creed in terms of just like not having a game work when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, they were, neither one was good though, I will say.
Yeah.
not a particularly strong year for these guys.
No, nope. So, yeah, that leaves us with just a few conferences left. We'll see you back in part 4 of the 2015 EA press conference roundups.
Yes, 2015 E3, not EA. EA's over.
Oh, yeah, EA is dead.
Wrong. Mercifully, EA is over.
All right.
The snake man is going to rest. He's not going to move for the next year.
He ate his fill of souls.
He's lying on a rock in California right now, just gathering as much sunlight as he can.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye. If I let you go back the way that I thought I might go today, and I, oh, if I let you inside my mind.